The 10th annual Veterans Memorial 5K race to benefit the Fayetteville National Cemetery will take place Saturday, the day before Veterans Day. Wesley Stites, president of the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation, says he expects several hundred runners Saturday.
The race starts and stops at the gate of the Fayetteville National Cemetery. It's part of it's on the Fayetteville Trail System and part of it's on the city streets.
The Fayetteville National Cemetery at 700 Government Avenue is open every day with the exception of most federal holidays. It has space to accommodate casketed and cremated remains of honorably discharged active duty service men and women, as well as eligible family members. Stites says the annual race provides critical income.
This is the largest fundraiser for land acquisition for the cemetery, and the main way that we make money during the year in order to purchase land and keep the cemetery open. We've expanded the cemetery by three times its original size over the course of the last 30 years. And, of course, donations at any time are welcome, but this is our major fundraiser for the past 10 years.
The cemetery, one of 160 in the United States, was founded shortly after the Civil War to inter the dead from nearby Civil War battles. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places, as well as the Civil War Discovery Trail.
And in the 1980s, the original cemetery was running out of room, and a group of World War II veterans got together to found the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation to purchase land to keep it open. The VA, which runs the National Cemetery System, with the exception of Arlington and a few other national cemeteries, has no money for acquisition of land for existing cemeteries. So if the Fayetteville National Cemetery is to remain open, the only way that we can do that is through the efforts of the community to purchase the land and donate it to the VA. This is the only group like this in the entire country. No one else is doing this. Of those 160 or so national cemeteries, many of them are closed to further burials.
More information about the cemetery and registration information about the race, by the way, open to all veterans and civilians, can be found on the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation's webpage, rncic.com.